It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kid Rock was relieved of his duties as Grand Marshal of Nashville's 2018 Christmas Parade this past Saturday. Parade organizers filled Kid Rock's spot with James Shaw Jr. You might remember him. He was the Waffle House hero this year. He's the guy who thwarted a mass shooting in Nashville in April. Well, Kid got removed because of some comments he made about Joy Behar from The View while he was on Fox and Friends on Friday.
People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. You know, love everybody except, I'd say, screw that Joy Behar. Everybody.
No, cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
And Joy Behar ended up responding to him saying that on The View.
Did he say to call me a b-? Yes.
All I can say is this b- and these b- will be happy to have you on the show and have a beer.
He should do it. I think he should go on, for sure.
I think it brings up a good point, too, of conversation with people. You can disagree with people, but when you start name-calling, which is so common nowadays, it takes away from you.
Yeah, it totally undermines your argument.
Just state your opinion, what you got, and you don't have to call a name in the process.
Singer and actor Nick Jonas and actress Priyanka Chopra are married. The couple tied the knot in India on Saturday. Guests included Joe Jonas and his fiancée Sophie Turner, Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle, the groom's youngest brother Frankie and his parents. Jonas and Chopra got engaged back in July after only 2 months of dating, and they celebrated their new marriage with a cricket game. The actress went head-to-head with the singer as their wedding parties, Team Bride and Team Groom, battled it out during a friendly match. So
how do you play cricket?
Like, I don't know. It's some kind of, like, it reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, right? You have a little hammer thing, like, you hit the ball.
You just find them in the weeds? I mean, how's that work?
It's kind of like baseball, but, like, there's also, like, it's kind of like baseball and pickle. You know the game Pickle?
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. We try to get the person out in between. Yeah.
It's kind of like baseball and pickle.
Okay, now I'm hungry.
Valerie Haney, a former member of the Church of Scientology, explained her escape from the church on this week's premiere of Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath. She revealed some pretty juicy stuff about Scientology member Tom Cruise. Haney was a member of Scientology's Inner Elite Sea Org for 22 years. I don't know what that is. I guess a section of it. Haney claims that she was in charge of a church program that auditioned women to be Cruise's girlfriend, saying it absolutely happened. The girlfriend auditioning for Cruise by the church is a rumor that has circulated for years, with a lot of people speculating that Cruise's ex-wife Katie Holmes actually won the role in that competition. A rep for the church responded and said, "The Church of Scientology states that Valerie Haney is outright lying and making up stories as part of her employment for Leah Remini." The church also published a video titled, "Valerie Haney, Leah's Paid Liar." They are all psychopaths. The Church of Scientology is scary. And Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour broke the record for the highest grossing U.S. tour, ranking in $266.1 million and selling over 2 million tickets. The Rolling Stones held the previous record when they made $245 million from their A Bigger Bang tour in 2005 to 07. The Stones made that amount with 70 shows, while Swift did it in only 38. Let's go! My fave is a queen! She's a world breaker! Record breaker! Let's go, Taylor! That's the garbage.
So do you like Taylor Swift?
Not really.
Okay, I didn't think so. Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, Alex met a listener and she told her that she's giving her toddlers this? Yeah, we'll find out what you think about that. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday Music Marathon.